there's a lot to talk about surviving. We talk about trauma, we talk about PTSD, we talk about mental health, we talk about healing. But sometimes, we don't talk enough about the people actually living through it. The people trying to put their lives back together, the spouses trying to understand what happened, the families trying to help, and the people who have spent years carrying things they never really learned how to talk about. That's what Survivor Stories is about. And because this is the first episode, I want to start by telling you a little bit about who I am, what brought me here, and why this podcast matters so much to me. My name is Jared. I'm currently serving on active duty in the Army National Guard as a senior logistician. I've spent a large part of my adult life in the military. I've served in leadership positions, taken care of soldiers, and been fortunate enough to receive recognition, including the Meritorious Service Medal, multiple Army Commendation Medals, and Army Achievement Medals. But the military is only part of who I am. I've been a husband, I am a father, and I'm a trauma survivor myself. And that's important for me to say, because for a long time, I thought strength meant keeping things to myself. I believed that if other people depended on me, I wasn't allowed to need help myself. And I know I'm not the only one who learned to live that way. Keep it together. Don't talk about it. Don't show weakness. Figure it out yourself. But here's what I've learned. Being strong and being okay are not the same thing. And asking for help doesn't make you weak. Sometimes, it's one of the strongest things you can do. My story doesn't really begin with this podcast. It begins with a lot of things that happened long before I understood what they were doing to me. I was married for 12 years in my first marriage. That marriage ended in 2022, and that experience left me caring a lot more than I realized. There was betrayal. There was manipulation. There were experiences that affected the way I saw myself, the way I trusted people, and the way I responded when I felt threatened or rejected. Then I eventually remarried, and I thought I had moved forward. I thought I had dealt with the past, but I hadn't. I had just gotten better at carrying it. And eventually those unresolved experiences began showing up in my next relationship. And today I'm living with one of the hardest consequences of that. I'm currently separated and about to go through my second divorce because of trauma I never fully dealt with. That's difficult for me to say out loud. Because it's one thing to recognize that your trauma has affected you. It's another thing to recognize that your unhealed trauma has affected the one person you loved unconditionally and expected to spend the rest of your life with, and your marriage to them. And that's part of my story too. I'm not telling you that from the other side of healing. I'm telling you that while I'm still in it. Earlier this year, everything came to a head. I was diagnosed with complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And suddenly, a lot of things started making sense. The fear, the anxiety, the anger, the constant need to understand what was happening around me, the way I reacted, even when I knew it wasn't justified and still couldn't stop myself in the moment. That was one of the hardest things for me to accept. Because it's easy to say, that's just my trauma. And trauma may explain the reaction, but it doesn't excuse the damage that reaction can cause. And I was going to take responsibility for the things I did, while also figuring out what I was doing, or why I was doing them. That became a huge part of my healing. I started therapy. I started journaling. I started learning everything I could about trauma. And eventually I found something called Internal Family Systems, or IFS. And honestly, I didn't find IFS because I was looking for some neat psychological framework. I found it because I was trying to understand why I could know something wasn't healthy, know I was reacting from fear, and still feel completely overwhelmed by it in the moment. IFS gave me a different way of looking at myself. Instead of seeing myself as one person who was simply broken or reacting badly, I began looking at the different parts of me that developed to protect me. There are parts that try to control things, parts that try to keep me prepared for the worst, parts that try to shut down uncomfortable emotions. And then there are what IFS calls exiles, the parts of us carrying some of the deepest wounds, emotions, and experiences we've tried to protect ourselves from. And underneath all of those parts is what IFS calls the self. The part of us that can be calm, curious, compassionate, and capable of healing. For me, IFS became a way to stop asking, what's wrong with me? And start asking, what happened to me? And what is this part of me trying to protect? That changed the way I looked at myself, and it changed the way I looked at healing. Now, I want to make something clear. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a mental health professional. And I'm certainly not an expert on trauma or healing. I'm a trauma survivor who's going through his own healing journey and trying to understand himself better. Everything I share on this podcast comes from my own experiences, the things I'm learning, and conversations with people who are willing to share their experiences with us. This isn't therapy. It's conversation. It's storytelling. It's people learning from people. And there's another reason this podcast matters to me. I want to help break the stigma around talking about mental health. Because we live in a world where people are sometimes afraid to say, I'm struggling. They're afraid of what people will think. They're afraid they'll be judged. They're afraid they'll be seen as weak. They're afraid it could affect their career, their relationships, their reputation. So they stay quiet. They carry it alone. And sometimes they keep carrying it until they don't know how to carry it anymore. I know what that feels like. And I don't want people to feel like they have to wait until they're falling apart before they're allowed to ask for help. You don't have to earn the right to take care of your mental health. You don't have to reach a breaking point. And you don't have to be ashamed of needing help. Talking about mental health should be as normal as talking about physical health. If you would go to the doctor because your body isn't working the way it should, there should be no shame in talking to someone when your mind isn't either. That's one of the things I hope this podcast can help change. That's what eventually led me to start writing. I created Internal Chain of Command because I wanted to take the things I was learning about trauma, IFS, relationships, attachment, and healing, and put them into words. But something happened that I didn't expect. People started reading, and people started talking to me. And I realized there were other people sitting quietly with their own stories, their own trauma, their own relationships, their own mistakes, their own shame, their own questions about why they react the way they do. People who had never really had a place to share those stories. And that's where survivor stories came from. This isn't going to be a podcast where I sit here and pretend I have all the answers, because I don't. I'm still figuring some of this out myself. What I do know is that there is power in hearing someone else say, I've been there too. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to listen. We're going to hear from survivors. We're going to hear from spouses. We're going to hear from the people closest to those who are on a healing journey. Some of the people we will talk to may be years into their healing. Some may be just beginning. Some may still be right in the middle of it, and that's important to me, because healing isn't something you finish and then move on from. For a lot of us, healing is something we continue to work through. So we're going to hear what trauma looks like from different perspectives. We're going to hear about what people have experienced, but we're also going to hear about where they are right now. What healing looks like for them, what relationships look like, what accountability looks like, what forgiveness looks like, and what rebuilding looks like. And sometimes, what starting over looks like. Because surviving something is only part of the story. And I want to be clear about something else. This isn't about putting people on a pedestal. It's not about making survivors perfect. It's not about finding someone to blame. And it's not about pretending that trauma means we aren't responsible for our actions. It's about understanding. Because sometimes understanding where something came from is the first step toward changing where it goes. Mike and I are going to take this journey together. Next episode, you'll hear Mike's story. And then episode 3 is where Survivor Stories really begins to take the shape we envisioned. We're going to sit down with real people and give them a place to tell their stories. And I don't know exactly where every conversation is going to take us. Honestly, that's part of what I'm looking forward to. Because I don't want scripted answers. I want real conversations, the uncomfortable moments, the things people are afraid to say, the moments where somebody realizes something about themselves, and hopefully the moments where someone listening realizes something about themselves too. Because maybe you're listening to this and you've never told anyone your story. Maybe you're the survivor. Maybe you're the spouse. Maybe you're the parent. Maybe you're the friend. Maybe you're the person standing beside someone you love and trying desperately to understand what they're going through. Or maybe you're the person who has spent years telling yourself that what happened to you wasn't that bad. Maybe you're struggling right now. Maybe you know someone who is. Whatever your situation is, I want you to know something. You are not weak for talking about it. You are not broken for needing help. And you don't have to suffer in silence. I've learned that you don't have to minimize what happened to you for someone else to feel better about it. Your story matters, and so does what you do with it. My story isn't finished. I'm still healing. I'm still learning. I'm still figuring out parts of myself that I didn't even know existed. But I've learned something along the way. We are more than our trauma. We're more than the things that happen to us. We're more than our worst moments. And we're certainly not broken beyond repair. Sometimes, we just have to slow down, look closer, and finally listen to the parts of ourselves we spent years trying to silence. That's what Survivor Stories is about. Giving people a place to be heard. Breaking the silence. Changing the stigma. Making conversations about mental health normal. And reminding people that there is still a person underneath the survival mechanisms. A person worth finding, a life worth rebuilding, and a story worth telling. So this is where we begin. I'm Jared. I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a soldier, and I'm a trauma survivor. And I'm still healing. This is my story, and from here on out, we're going to hear theirs. And if you're listening to this and thinking, I have a story too, I want you to know there is a place for you here. Visit internalchainofcommand.com and fill out the Survivor Story submission form. You don't have to have everything figured out. You don't have to consider yourself healed. And you don't have to be ready to sit in front of a microphone. If you'd prefer to remain anonymous, or if you simply don't want to be featured on the podcast, that's okay too. We can interview you with your permission and share your story in written form through the blog. Because the important thing isn't whether your story makes it into our podcast. The important thing is that you have a place to tell it. And if you're not ready to tell your story, but you want to listen to others who are walking through their own healing journeys, that's okay too. You can read the blogs, follow my journey, learn more about Survivor Stories, and connect with the people who are willing to share their experiences. Because this isn't just about my story. It's not just about Mike's story. It's about our stories. The ones we've told, the ones we haven't, and the ones we're still learning how to tell. And maybe, if we keep telling them, someone listening will realize they don't have to hide theirs anymore. I'm Jared, and this is Survivor Stories, Breaking the Silence, Changing the Stigma.